Good morning. It is very early, 5 a.m. I've been awake for a little while. I am Isawellen, and this is Isawellen Writes Stories for Grown-Ups. And I was going to record something, but I realized I need to record a whole new intro. I'm going to just share this out very circumspectly. Circumspectly? Am I saying that right? One never knows, right? Today is Tuesday, November 10th, and I am Isawellen Writes. I am a romance author. I have two books out, Her Choosing Her Alpha and Her Broken Alpha. Both have done fairly well. I am working on I have another book coming out, if everything comes together, in January, and I'm working on a fourth book, which is quite a bit longer. I would consider it a little bit more epic. You can find it on Wattpad because I like to share my work with readers and get feedback and know what you're thinking and just know if I'm on the right track. I love, and also edits, because I am the sloppiest writer on the planet. So that is on Wattpad under Isawellen, and you can read that there. If you go back in the podcast, you can hear me reading several chapters of Caught, the first few chapters. I'm currently rewriting to make it a little bit more epic. It had started out a standard romance, boy meets boy, girl sees girl, boy takes girl, catches girl, boy romances girl, some conflict in between. Boy loses girl, boy gets girl, happily ever after. Girl realizes who she is and what she wants. It was a romance that focused really heavily on the main two characters. But then I have in me and always really wanted to write something a little bit more complicated and epic and fantasy based. And in the world that I created, I found there is the potential for that, as there is in the alpha world, and it kind of got away from me. So I'm rewriting it. I have added another point of view. I'm going to keep it limited to those three, actually. It will be Annika, depending on how you say it, Calyx, and another one, Norig, who I'm not going to, you just have to read it. But if you know me, anything about me, you know that I don't write love triangles. But it is a fantasy novel. It's also a megaverse. If this is your first time and you've just heard me doing interviews and you don't know what a megaverse is, a megaverse is a type of, it's a trope or a genre, I guess, where the characters within the story are limited to their dynamics. There is alpha, omega, and beta, and there are other dynamics as well. My friend Liv Lane writes incredible Omegaverse, and she has added all kinds of interesting dynamics, and some of her dynamics have special gifts. So, there's a Gemini, you know, there's a twin thing going on. There's all kinds of stuff in her books. And she also has some reverse. I wish I could get her on to interview her. Anyway, so that's Liv. And in Caught, there's also, but the fantasy element is that their Omegaverse dynamic works around magic. I think there are other books. If you have read other Omegaverse books, I know there are other Omegaverse books that involve magic, but their dynamic is not wrapped up in their in the magic. If you have any books you want to recommend to me, I'd love, you know, you can always comment on a podcast. You can like and comment and share. And I'd love for you to comment and tell me if you've read. I know not Nora Ash. Who is the other author? She's a really fantastic author. She has two series out, and one of them, I think her first series, has magic, but the magic is different. It's not this, there's magic in the world, but the magic rules has different rules. So I'm working on Caught, called Caught Balancing Magic, and I should be working on it. I've been also going through some personal life transitions, which has challenged me and distracted me. So I haven't really done as much writing as I should. But that, hopefully, I get settled in here and get some words in for November writing, novel writing month. No rye, you know what I'm talking about, right? Hopefully, maybe not, who knows. That's the plan there. So also this week, I'm going to be doing quite a few podcasts. I'm hoping to get some interviews in. I'm hoping to also do a chat where you guys can come and join me. And good morning, Zane, or whatever it's called. NaNoWriMo, Artemis Fowl. What's Artemis Fowl? Oh, the magic. I didn't even see you here. I look over and boom, there he is. You can call in if you want. I'm just doing an update. I'm hoping to do some podcasts this week, some interviews. Oh, you know what I should do? Zane, who came into the chat, Zane released a demo reel. I should pop that in my podcast and share that with the world. Not from where I'm at. I can't call in. What are you doing today, Mr. Zane? It's whatever it's called. Zane did a wonderful, I don't know if you know, but my friend Zane, he used to come on all the time, but now he's like busy and has like fans and stuff. And he's just, you can call him after. He's busy and he has fans and stuff. I hardly ever get to talk to him anymore. Of course, I'm busy too. And so anyways, so NaNoWriMo, that's this month. I'm doing that. And I'd like to get some interviews in this week and do an open chat where people can come in and we'll just answer. I have some really kind of naughty questions that I can ask, or you guys could share what you're doing or your current write projects. I would love that. So I'm doing two shows over the weekend. One is at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and the other is at 3 a.m. on Sunday. Why at 3 a.m.? Because I know a lot of people overseas. That is why. And I thought I'd pick a time that was workable, maybe possibly for them. So that is this weekend. I have an interview on Friday, which I'm very excited about. And I need to be bold and ask a couple other Twitter writers who write poetry or short stories on Twitter. I would love to do that. A lot of those stories revolve around the BDSM lifestyle or have some kind of really sensual romantic point of view. But these are writers who are able within the Twitter frame, which is what, 260 characters, and create a thread of just really unique and hot and well-crafted stories. There's something about writing within the limits sometimes that brings out both your best and your worst. So I'd love to do some interviews with people like that as well. What else? So that's this week, because next week and after that, I'm going to take a podcasting break. You're not going to hear from me for a little while, probably not until January. Hopefully. Podcasting is a great, and live streaming is a great distraction to keep me from writing. And so when I should be writing but don't want to be, I will fill it up with other things, and podcasting is one of those things. Hopefully I will get in the groove of my writing. I have lots and lots to do. And so I will not appear again until January. That's my goal. So connect with people this week, get all the podcasting done that could possibly be done, as well as maybe some writing in. Finish off with having guests come back and an open chat where we fill up all the bubbles. Guests can call in. I can have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guests. 4, 5, 6, 4, 5, 6, 7. I can't count. Just in time for birthday. Zane said he had a birthday. Yeah. So, I can have all those people come in. Having a lot of people on a podcast like that doing a panel is a little bit like wrestling cats. We'll see how it goes. Maybe it'll be terrible. Maybe it will be awesome. I don't know. But I would really like to try that out. That it's a cool feature here on Podbean that I'd like to try. Have people call in from all over the world and chat and ask questions. Do I know what some of the questions are that I might ask? What could those questions be? I have that tweet bookmarked. I'm hoping to get some self-control and to be off of Twitter for a little while, people. No poetry writing. The other thing I wanted to talk about is Indulgent Desires, which is a digital magazine, which you can subscribe to. It has a free page and a paid page. The paid content is going to be all kinds of awesome. It's going to revolve quite a lot around sexy things. Sexuality, sexy things, relationships, growing in who you are sexually, a lot of poetry, stories. I have a story that's coming out. If you remember Micah and Sophie, dark chocolate version, the dark version, hopefully people like it. This wider audience makes me a little bit nervous, but that will be in upcoming episodes. And if you make it through 3 chapters of that, I will write a 4th and a 5th. That's going to be a serial. Hopefully I can get that up to the culmination. You know what I mean, right? I don't need to explain that. Right? Please. Right? Yeah, I don't want to explain that. You guys, you can do it. You can figure it out. There it is. Not safe for Twitter asks. When did you lose your virginity? Rough sex or soft sex? Do you have any unusual kinks or fetishes? Weirdest place you ever had sex? So questions like that. I might just roll the dice. And how many are there? There are 30 of them. And they all are around sex. This smexy time. And I might just roll the dice and ask guests those things, or they can self-promote. You don't get to opt out, though. If you come on, there is a risk that I might ask you a question from this list, which is posted on Twitter, by the way. So that is what I want to do this weekend. Please go on. Please go on what? I wasn't looking at the chat, Mr. Zane. So, oh, your awesomeness? Is that what you wanted? Zane used to be shy and uncertain, and now he's like, yes, I'm awesome. He was never really shy. That's not true. Uncertain and unsure. Socially awkward, yes. Shy, not so much. Yeah. Not so. And most of his shy was just because he didn't know how he would be received. And now that he knows that people, you're so sexy, Zane. now that he knows that, now Zane is really bold. And Vlad has entered the studio. Hey, Vlad, I'm just giving an update on my writing and podcast shows this week. If you have anybody that you think I should invite, I'd like to get as much live streaming with guests in this week that I possibly can, because I'm taking a big, long break. So if you if you have an idea of somebody you'd like to hear a conversation with, there are some writers on Twitter. I just said this, but I'm going to repeat it, that I need to reach out to. I need to just be bold and reach out to. I don't know how to do bold. But JS again, do you think that she could this week? I would love to be bold and reach out to again, let them know that I'm podcasting this week and maybe make some connections and hear what everybody's up to and your new work. I would love that because I'm going to take that big long break. So Alexa will not. I have asked her a couple times and Shay, I don't know. I will ask Shay. Yeah, Alexa will not. And I think Shay not either because some people and a couple people I have asked, it is really that their voices are quite distinctive and they are guarding their identities and their private, privacy in the world. And so they don't, their online personas or online reality, online honesty is, a little bit more free than it might be around their families, just like mine. And so people tend to, want to guard their voices. Now, what would I have four kids. Do I want my kids to find this podcast? No. Lord, please. No. But, at the same time, I'm a little bit more, I'm bolder, you know? So, if they've, it's like, this is what it is. This is what I'm doing now. And, should they find it, I feel like I should have to face the music rather than trying to keep it covered. What worries me really is if I died, I have downloaded on my computer quite a few naughty, naughty pictures because I write for them. I go through and get rid of them every now and then, but some of them are just too good and I can use them in other ways. And so my kids going through my writings and seeing those pictures, that is almost worse to me than some of the talk conversations I've had. I feel like for the most part, I've kind of guarded myself. Maybe there are things about me you don't know. What else? I wrote a song. And I want someone, Zane, would you sing it for me? It wouldn't work for you. I need someone to sing it. I could sing it, but I wrote I would love for somebody, it's on, in fact, it's playing in my head as I'm talking and it's a little distracting. A little distracting. I don't know. I thought maybe Posey Churchgate or Mae Moore, both are writers, bloggers, and pair that sexy English lit with their sultry voices. I don't think I follow them, Vlad. If you would on Twitter tag them, I will absolutely ask them. I'll say that someone suggested them, and I would be happy to ask them. Yes, in that sexy English lit voice, you're accents, it just doesn't really matter. You know, we could talk about voice kink all day long. I don't know that I have a kink, but Americans definitely have a fascination for accents, foreign accents. You know, Ben, who lives in Canada, whose voice really got me, you know, who reads for Dare, his voice and his growl is just, yeah. But he doesn't have an accent. He does a little bit. When he plays up his Canadian accent, it's hilarious though, because there's something about that accent. There are some accents that I don't want to be insulting, but just do not sound as intelligent as an English accent. I don't know why. I'm just reading Zane's comment about the photo thing. He has a plan. He's going to have his brother go through and delete all. Is that in your will, Zane? But there's some accents that aren't as don't sound as intelligent. And when you really play up the whole Canadian accent, I mean, play it up like to the point where it's cliche kind of, you know, what's the word there's a word there that I want, but when you play it up so much, it kind of like drains your IQ points, 15 points. And Ben is an incredibly intelligent person. And so it's like sometimes Southern accents, people think just because you're Southern, you're not intelligent. That's not necessarily true. Of course, Matthew McConaughey, when he brings on that Southern, I don't know, but he's got a little bit of growl. I got to say, for the guys, if you can growl in there, there's a primal thing that just flips a switch. I don't know any woman who doesn't respond to that thing. That. Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking about what else I wanted to talk about. So doing updates on my writing, my life. I guess I can get a little personal. I can tell you that I have said this before. I announced this on Twitter before, and I haven't really talked a lot about it. I've been married for a very long time to a wonderful man. He is not a terrible, horrible, very bad person. He has not done anything terrible, horrible, very bad. But there were just, it makes it sound a little bit shallow on my part. I want to be divorced because I just don't like him anymore. I just don't like you anymore. And I don't want to be with you. We've had 4 children and survived quite a long time. But no, you're not good enough for me. No, bad accent. Nazi feminists aren't fans. I don't want to say that because he's not really... he is a man of integrity and he is a man of loyalty. However, and I can't say that I just change so much. I think sometimes as much as you communicate that you don't communicate enough. And after 25 years, it is impossible to communicate clearly with each other. There's just a lot of baggage and a lot of stuff that would have to be undone. And you get to this point in life where you're not even my friend. And I would really like to be with somebody who is my friend. And the work of getting back to that friendship is at my age, very, very daunting. Could I do it? Maybe. Would I have to compromise? Yes. And that's really the clincher. I looked at my life in February of this year and thought, I can continue to live this way or I can change it. And I decided to change it. I can't change him. It's not my responsibility to try. It was never my responsibility to try. I tried other ways to change myself and that didn't work out. So this is the next step. So anyways, my marriage is, I officially filed. And so in 90 days in the state that I am, I will be a free woman. What was I going to say from there? So that's just like big announcement. Dun, dun, dun. And, but I'm also, because of that, I'm staying with my mom. That's part of it. Not all because of that. Some of it is also because of COVID and she's getting up there in years. And there are just some things that need to be taken care of. And she said I could come stay with her. And so everything works out, you know, together. Life is not a dress rehearsal. See, but I always thought life was kind of a dress rehearsal, that you get your reward after. And even in that concept, my big conflict was I'm supposed to be, because I believe I'm a woman of faith, talking about my divorce, I'm supposed to be who I'm created to be. And that's what I was getting on is when about the divorce, I didn't change somewhere in the marriage. And he didn't really, there was no drastic change. Did we grow apart? Not necessarily. We got to the point where we could not communicate with each other and be heard clearly because we're both, there are a lot of reasons in that. If you've been in long-term relationships, you can understand how that happens. But I'm the same person I always was. I just let some of it out and decided to live it. And that's one of the big conflicts of now. I I'm the same person I always was. I wrote the book and write the books that I was always going to write, even very young. I've told this before. When I was 10, we went and saw Star Wars, and you know, you had that cliffhanger at the end, and they're off, and they're like, everybody's separated, and you don't know what's going on. You had the development between Han Solo and Luke Skywalker with Leia, and I wanted Leia to be with Hans, and Han Solo. So I went home and I started to write that romance story. So it was always going to be romance. It was always going to be smexy, and I was always going to write that. That's who I've always been. I just never shared it with anybody. It's a big step to share stuff, right? To step out, even if you're sharing it on Twitter and nobody knows it in your real life, it's a big step. So that's where I'm at there. That's just my personal life, just like blah, all over the podcast. But you guys, my readers and my listeners, you mean a lot to me. So I'd rather just be honest and upfront and clear about where things are than not. That's just who I am as a person anyways. It's like, ooh, there's an elephant in the room. I got to tell you about this gigantic elephant that's happening in my life. If I don't tell you, I feel like I'm holding something back. And you must know everything about me upon meeting me. I'm a Cancer Leo. I looked up once memes for Cancers and for Cancer Leos, because there's something about that moon change for us that is, and time of year change that can be really traumatic. I'm almost in tears now because the memes making fun of the Cancer Leo were so, 95% of them were accurate. In just the most pathetic way you can think. I was just like, oh my gosh, that's me. So that's where I'm at. And then I'm in the midst of writing more books. What do I have? People ask, when is Merrick's book? If you read the first Alpha book, Merrick was the bad guy. Some women absolutely, some readers loathe him because he was going to force the heroine into Naya. He was going to, not Naya, Sasha. He was going to force Sasha into a relationship. That was his plan. He thought of her as his, but she was too young. And so he was keeping his distance, although it was hard because she was on the verge of womanhood. And for the Omegas in that world, the verge of womanhood happens around 18, 19, 20-ish. I did start it out a little younger when I first wrote it, because I was writing for me and I was writing the story I wanted to read when I was 17 and 18 and 19. But I changed the age to make it a little bit more appropriate. And yes, the alphas are all so much older, but we all know that men mature slowly and they have to learn self-control. And by so much older, because I do everything extremes, I mean like decades. But the society has dealt with that. They have to actually go to school longer than the females do, Omega females do, because they have to serve in the military, because it's all about learning self-control and learning to control their primal. They are not even allowed to date or look for a prospective partner until they are in their late 50s. That is how big the age gap is. But they don't look like 50-year-olds at 50s. In fact, they're still considered juveniles, barely out of the schoolroom in their 50s. They're genetically altered people. I can do this. It's use your imagination. So that's what I was. How did I get on this topic of talking about? Oh, my Omegaverse. I don't know. Oh, Merrick. Anyway, so he's at the beginning of the story and he's a bad guy and he's kind of gross. He's a little bit cruel and he's extremely selfish. And why is that? Because he skipped his military service. He skipped the lessons learned to learn self-control out of a thinking that I'm the son of the king. I am the son of the leaders of this of the 12 sectors. I totally don't need any of this. I'm fine. I can go out and get success on my own without them. And so, and I don't want to do what anybody tells me to do. So he was totally and completely selfish. And he went out into the world. He's a good fighter and he's good to look at. And that's pretty much all he has positive about him. And he has this massive arc that he has to go through of character arc. And so that's his story. At the end of the story, I kind of did a little teaser. And I don't know when I wrote it, I just kind of wanted to flesh out, have a fullness to the story. I don't know that if I was teasing, oh, yes, we're going to do a book about him. I thought about it, but I hadn't really decided. And then I got around to looking at, okay, I need to write this book. And then in my head, I still didn't like him very much. I still saw this selfish young man who didn't think about anybody else but what he wanted and what he needed and his plans to get it and how he had gone into Sasha's life and just after let the mother use him and position him so that he could be in a place where he could abuse Sasha, that he kind of took into that plan because it worked with his plan, having an Omega breeder. Women are that can produce alpha children and healthy children are rare. And so she's sought after and there are laws to protect her and there are certain steps you have to go through. And this is all part of the Omega First dynamic. And some people hate it and some people love it. And if you hate it, don't read it. But if you're curious and you're ready to go in with an open mind, because the book is a little bit kinky, just a little bit. If you're curious, yeah, go ahead and check it out. But if you're not, you know, if you're like, this sounds, that age gap, I just can't get over that, then don't read it. And don't leave me a bad review. Please, please, please have mercy. Anyways, I need to write Merrick's book. And I'm getting to the place in my head where I don't hate him, where I can see how he comes around and he learns to care about somebody other than himself. And he faces some hardship. And he's, you know, he's gone out into the wild. Why is it called the Un? I know it's kind of a stupid name, isn't it? I think it is. But it is the unlivable. It is the uninhabitable. It is the wastelands of the world after COVID, no, after plagues, after wars, after environmental changes. It is the wasteland of the world that has been mostly abandoned, but there are people there. There are wild tribes there, wild tribes of alphas and omegas and humans as well. So he goes out to make his way into the there's also places, you know, people, they would go to the dumps or they would go to the, they would forage for things from the past, like jewelry that they could sell or whatever. So he's out there. He's escaped. There's actually a bounty on his life in the 12 sectors because of what he did to Sasha, and also because he skipped out on his military service, which is required by law of all alphas. So yeah, he's going out and I'm about ready to write his story. I don't expect you'll get to read it though until late next year, but yeah, that's the plan. So that's all I have. That is what I am up to. I'm hoping to podcast again, like I say, this week and get lots and lots of interviews in. So if there's somebody you'd love me to talk to, please, 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 do leave me a note. I was thinking of Dark Whisper 88 on Twitter, Whispers, possibly Helen Robinson. Who else? Oh, do you want to know who's coming up? Hold on, I was just looking for Sugar and Spice. Oh, Shelley Mitchell would be fantastic. She writes, and she writes poetry. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Who else? Need a Better Name is a guy. I'd love to get some more audio artists on. Let's see. Secret Sub 257 is coming on, and hopefully CD Pulley is coming on. I really, 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 really hope so. I invited a couple people who would not. I wonder about Eros. Eros and Eros. I wonder if he'd come on. He actually reads some of his poetry aloud. He might be a neat guest. So these are people that I haven't had before that I'd love to have. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. I need to be bold and invite people on. Just got a message from home. Okay, so I wrote this song. I would love for somebody who can sing to sing it. I can't sing, but I'm going to sing it anyways because it's in my head. And then I'm going to let you guys go. Thank you, guy, Zane, for coming on, and Vlad for your suggestions. I appreciate it. I am going to just repost this. Oh, just let it out into the world, to the atmosphere. Part of re one reason why I talk about my life and say things and do updates is for me, once I've said it, it's real. And I have to follow through. I don't like to fall back on my word. So even in the private things, it helps me to declare it out, to say it. That way I'm not going to be like, oh, well, maybe I can. No second thoughts. It's said and I've spoken it. So I've said I would sing this, so I guess I'm going to sing it. There is a song out there that you might recognize this tune. I tried to change it in my head, but oh my goodness, it was stuck. If you're a songwriter, you actually could probably hear it and change it for me, though. I am my father's lost darling daughter. He was my moon and my stars, my light to see by. But then the dark devoured me. I am my father's lost darling daughter, and the dark is no longer my enemy. He holds me close and cradles me and shows me how to walk free. I miss my darling father. I miss his extravagant mercy. I miss the comfort of sitting at his knee. I am no longer living like a daughter in the house of moon and stars. I've taken my own path. And now I have darkness living inside of me. Okay, there you go. I did it. Two commitments followed through on. You guys are so sweet. Oh, Crimson. I don't know if I can get Crimson on. That would be so fun, wouldn't it? Thank you guys. You're very sweet. Very, 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 very sweet to not like scream and run away. I appreciate you. I'm gonna repost this, and I hope that yeah, there you go. This will be up in a few since it's so short. Have a great day. Have a great week. And if you want to just pop in this weekend, two shows, 10 a.m. on Saturday, 3 a.m. on Sunday. You can come in if you want to call in, if you want to be at risk at answering some really naughty questions or reading your current work or just telling me what's happening in your life, that would be great. I'd love to have you. This has been another episode of Is the Well and Writes Adult Storytime. Stories for adults. Adult Storytime. I don't know. It's like those adult coloring books, right? Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me.